AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump says he may well be on the way to winning the White House in November.
We have something that if we could embrace it, we're going to have a massive victory in November. We're going to have a massive victory.
Donald Trump on the Today Show this morning, fresh from his victories in Republican voting contests in Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii. He lost Idaho yesterday to Ted Cruz. Among Democrats, Bernie Sanders surprised the pundits and won Michigan, breathing new life into his campaign.
The political revolution that we are talking about is strong in every part of the country. And frankly, we believe that our strongest areas are yet to happen.
But political analyst Jacob Parakili says,
I would say Michigan has kept the chance of Bernie winning alive, but if I were to put a bet on it, I would still be placing my money on Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton won Mississippi's Democratic race yesterday and now has more than half of the delegates she needs for the Democratic nomination. Tonight, the Democratic candidates have another debate. A report of a natural gas leak in a Seattle neighborhood this morning and then an explosion. 9 firefighters injured. Residents had to be evacuated and buildings in the area were damaged, according to authorities. A Baltimore schools police officer has been charged now after cell phone video surfaced showing an officer slapping and kicking a teenager at a school. Online court records show 44-year-old Anthony Spence has been charged with second-degree assault, among other things. A man wanted by Idaho authorities in an attack that left a church pastor seriously wounded has now been arrested by the Secret Service after allegedly throwing items over the fence at the White House. This is AP Radio News. Speaking in Jerusalem this morning, Vice President Joe Biden slammed Palestinians for failing to condemn a stabbing that killed an American military veteran.
Taylor Force, who was served 2 tours, one in Afghanistan, one in Iraq, West Point graduate, a brilliant future.
Taylor Force was 28 years old, an MBA student at Vanderbilt University, when he was killed in a stabbing attack that took place yesterday near the seaside city of Jaffa. Several Israelis were wounded in the attack. For months, there's been a rash of Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians and security forces. Word from London this morning that legendary Beatles producer George Martin has died at the age of 90. Former Beatle Paul McCartney said Martin was a true gentleman and like a second father to him. McCartney said if anybody ever earned the title of the fifth Beatle, it was George Martin. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.